Now, have you noticed how everyone's suddenly talking about jamming? Just over a week ago, the USSR resumed jamming of the Voice of America, BBC, and Deutsche Welle, after 7 years of letting the broadcast through. Well, some regard the topic lightheartedly as a bit of a cat-and-mouse game between two sides. But with millions of dollars being invested in international broadcasting, the jamming problem is really no laughing matter. Basically, it seems that the Russians work in twos when it comes to disturbing foreign broadcasts. First, there are two types of jamming sounds. The first is white noise, machine gun-style jamming, which produces a sound which is highly effective and probably very familiar to you. The second type involves the use of the Russian National Second Program called MIAC, which means beacon, to modulate jamming transmitters. The original program is deliberately distorted and tends to give the inexperienced listener the impression that there's severe interference from another broadcasting station, rather than deliberate interference. Listen to how effective it is when switched on over the Voice of America Russian program. Now, when it comes to jamming transmitters, the Russians also use two methods. In large towns, local jammers are used, and these rely on a line-of-sight path between jammer and receiver. Another method is known as skywave jamming, which is used to cover much wider areas. A powerful jammer might be used from Tashkent, for example, fed into a directional aerial and beamed towards Moscow.